Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week's Torah portion from Numbers 13 is called Shlach, meaning send, which begins with the sin of the spies who scouted the Promised Land and came back with a bad report. The second half deals with more commandments. But why is the Torah portion named after the spies' sin, an event that happened in the past, instead of something relating to God's commandments, which are eternally relevant? The answer is because it is through past events, such as the spy's sin, that we are to view God's commandments and His will for us today. The spy's sin wasn't that they reported that the land of Canaan was bad or impossible to conquer. Their sin was in saying that it could not be done. This was not their decision to make, it was God's. Yes, the spy's sin is past history. But the message is eternal. Serving God demands many things from us, our time and talents, our bodies and souls, and sometimes we may think it cannot be done, it's impossible. But as the spy's sin teaches, it's not our decision to make. When God calls us to service, all we need is the will to do it. God Himself will find the way.
Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.